Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Hundreds of mourners gathered at a funeral home today to remember a 6-year-old boy who authorities say was killed by his 11-year-old brother. An attorney says the older boy was being allowed to attend the funeral, but people leaving there would not talk about whether or not he was there. The 41st annual Indiana Black Expo Summer Celebration kicks off tonight. It is expected to bring close to 250,000 of people to Indianapolis over the coming week. WFYI Marion Holland reports.
This year's Black Expo Summer Celebration includes concerts, a film festival, prayer services, parties, a health fair, and a statewide education conference focused on preparing students for college. Board member Vernon Williams says the Indiana Black Expo Summer Celebration is the largest of its kind and one of the last surviving such expos around the country.
In Indianapolis, the distinction is the black, white, Latino, Asian community, all the businesses and all the community embraced this expo. And sponsors have been with Expo for much of the 41 years and remain. And that's the difference.
The summer celebration takes place primarily at venues downtown through Sunday, July 17th. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
The Indiana Court of Appeals says a store was not justified in firing a worker who took 2 leftover hot dogs from a company picnic and must now pay the man unemployment benefits. Nolan Kohler was fired from a Dillard's department store in Evansville last year. The day after a picnic, Kohler took 2 hot dogs and ate them. That act caught on surveillance video. He says he never heard an instruction to save the hot dogs. Right now, 88 degrees for WFYI News.